Okay, in the name of Lord Jesus, I speak. Okay, now we come to chapter 5, yeah? Chapter 5. Now the same theme continues on. Now let's look at verse 1 first, yeah? Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Remember what I said to you just now? Right? Now, so being born of God is not just about being baptized into Christ. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? So being born of God, or to maintain the status of being born of God, requires a person to hold on to the fact that Christ has come in the flesh. Is it clear? Okay? I'll give you a very simple example. Right? Now, if I have been baptized into Christ, and I have been baptized correctly, and for some reason down the line, and I begin to deny that Christ has come in the flesh, then I'm not, what? I'm not born of God. You get what I'm saying now, huh? Right? Now, so, it is very important for us to keep what we have received from the beginning. Okay? You remember this phrase in the book of 1 John? From the beginning? Where is it? We turn to chapter 2 or chapter 3?
Chapter 2.
Yes. Okay. No, I'm not talking about that one. Verse 24. Therefore let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. Can you see? If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. So, meaning, you keep, right? You abide in what you have received from the beginning. Okay? And John said, if you do that, then you are, what? Born of God. Is the idea clear now? Yeah? Now, one more time. If I choose to depart from the faith, okay, or I choose to embrace another gospel other than what I have received from the beginning, then I'm not born of God. Meaning, I'm not of God. Yeah? Now, if I'm not of God, then I'm of the wicked one. Simple as that. Is that clear? Okay, this is again, we said, warning from John, Elder John. Right? Now, you move on. Now, the second part, yeah? And everyone who loves him, love God, who begot, also love him who is begotten of him. What does it mean? What does it mean? Yeah. Anyone? Everyone who loves him obviously loves God. God who begot also love him who is begotten of him, who is born of God. Okay, now, I think the idea here is very clear. Now, for this love to be genuine, to be true, first, we must make sure that what? We keep what we have received, and therefore we are within. So if all of us can keep this, then obviously all of us are within the community of faith. If we are within the community of faith, and therefore we must love one another. Is
Because my belief is different. Is that clear? Don't talk about, you know, loving one another when I'm outside. I think, you know, I stay out of Christ. How can you love me? Remember from the very beginning, chapter 1, what does John say? We have fellowship with one another because we first have fellowship with who? Jesus. Now I stay outside. My fellowship with God is cut off. And how can you still love me? For what?
Now we move on. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Okay? Now, when we love God and keep His commandment. You find that keeping the commandment has a lot to do with what? Loving the children of God. Meaning, first you must keep yourself within. Then you can talk about loving one another. Can you see the idea now? Okay, if I live a very sinful life, you know, I don't believe in the gospel, you know, you find that I cannot be loved by you. I cannot be loved by you. Alright? Okay. Now, when you come to, verse 6 onwards, we look at verse 3 first. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandment, and His commandment are not burdensome.